It is race day, Marathon Monday. This morning, 36,000 runners leave from Hopkinton headed for the finish line near Copley Square. If you were anywhere near Copley Square over the weekend, you could feel the electricity building. Some runners say this race may be as taxing emotionally as it is physically. WBUR's Martha Biebinger met with a bunch of them as they picked up their numbers at the Heinz Convention Center.
Tom Flieger from Mississippi finished the marathon about 40 minutes before the bombs went off last year, having completed what he thought was a perfect race. Then, says Flieger, the euphoria was snatched away.
You went from the top of the mountain to the lowest low at that point. So sad for all the people that were killed and injured.
Many runners say they are back to take care of unfinished emotional business. Beverly Dwight from Belchertown will run the marathon for the first time. Last year, she was a volunteer at the finish line.
I was able to walk away, and not a day goes by where I don't think about those who are much less fortunate.
Dwight is prepared to cry while she runs.
And it could be tears of joy, just joy to be part of it, and a sense of kind of one with the city of Boston.
There's some worry, though, about being overwhelmed.
It's going to be insane. So I'm hoping, though, it doesn't tip me over to that emotional part. Because it's, like, super hard to run when you're, like, feeling verklempt. Because, like, it closes your lungs up. You can't breathe.
Carrie Lundell from California clutches at her throat, using the Yiddish word that means choked with emotion.
So I just need to, like, take it right up to that level, but not over until we cross the finish line. And then there's going to be a lot of tears.
Lundell will be running with Becky Anderson from Utah, who ran the marathon last year, finishing 15 minutes before the first explosion.
I never thought Boston could be better, and it is. The unity, the love, the strength, it's not about hate or getting back or proving to anybody in a negative way, but it's, no, we're strong.
Jose Barra from California says he hopes to plow a lot of pent-up feeling from last April into today's race.
It took me about 3 months to be able to talk about it and to be able to see pictures from everything that happened. Now, that emotion is going to be wanting to finish the marathon stronger than last year.
But Barra and other runners say they don't know exactly how they'll react, especially as they make that last turn onto Boylston Street, heading into Copley Square. There will be counselors at the start of the race, in the medical tents at each mile marker, and at the finish line for runners or spectators who need emotional support. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.